It's Thanksgiving, but before we sit down for turkey, we'll sidle up to the old mailbag and read from some of your letters. Our coverage of the anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy last week included a satire of the media's intense coverage of the tragedy. Harry Shearer's skit, If JFK Had Lived, was in poor taste, according to many listeners, among them Bernard Greenberg of Boston, Massachusetts. Not funny, not even a meta-statement, critique of the critiques, or parody of the parodies, he writes. Your completely inappropriate humor, on the eve of the commemoration of a tragedy that defined the life of my generation, served little but to pour salt in a wound still raw after 40 years. Robert Siegel's interview with education researcher Abigail Thernstrom and author of No Excuses, Closing the Racial Gap in Learning, got the attention of a number of listeners, many of them teachers. Thernstrom's criticism of teacher training offended Paul F. Grant, a middle school teacher in Tempe, Arizona. He writes, I'm not impressed with people going on the radio and saying that the education I received in college for my degree in education means I was not the best student in college. Thanks for branding me a poor student just because I wanted to teach. Sentiments echoed by William Niederer of South Bend, Indiana. I graduated in the top 5% of my high school class, he writes, and was repeatedly on the dean's list in college. I would venture to say that many of my education colleagues were the same or better, not academically inferior, as Miss Thernstrom classified those who go into teaching. Richard Smith of Baltimore, Maryland, on the other hand, agrees with researcher Thernstrom's overall assessment of the educational system. I've been teaching in inner-city schools for 15 years, he writes, and the view expressed by Abigail Thernstrom was the single most coherent and accurate assessment of education in America I have ever heard. He continues, her comment concerning the unwillingness public schools have insisting on real discipline would have every teacher I know doing what I was, which was nodding emphatically. Our chat with sports writer Stefan Fatsis about the National Hockey League's recent outdoor game inspired a little cross-border frustration for Canadian Douglas Fraser. The Victoria, British Columbia resident writes, it pains me to listen to your discussion of hockey, or as you might call it, ice hockey. We of the North quite often grow up playing the sport outside during winter, so to have a pro game played in the spirit of youthful passion is somewhat transcendental. The tone of your discussion was dismissive and missed the point. Oh, and the insipid whine about the size of the puck from a nation who watches golf and baseball. Mr. Fraser says, if we gotta explain, you'll never understand. Finally, my colleague Melissa Block's interview with Carl Jackson, producer of a new CD celebrating the music of country singers the Leuven Brothers, was music to the ears of John R. Way of Crossett, Arizona. Outstanding, Way writes, a real treat to hear music I heard as a child and the harmonies that were so natural. To know that many of the great recording artists of today feel the same way is encouraging as well. Encouraging or otherwise, we want to hear from you. Send your emails to atc@npr.org. And don't forget to let us know where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.